great politics that I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Taco Man Radio. For the next 2 hours, we'll combine both comedy, news, and some sports as well. We'll have a good time. Of course, I'll be joined by Zach Tag Young in just a second or so. You can join us on the toll-free if you'd like, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can text us. That's right. The Sports Byline text line is 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, the studio text line, 415-275-1613. Zach Tag Young, what's hot in the world of sports?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, we got the NHL playoffs. We got the NBA playoffs. There's just so much going on. I can't even keep it all straight.
That's right. You can't keep it straight. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. I welcome you to my world, folks. We'll be focusing on Steve Carlton. They called him Lefty, the most dominant left-handed pitcher maybe in the game ever. Stuck around too long, but when he was in his prime, he was the best. There was nobody better than Steve Carlton. So hour number two will focus on Steve Carlton. Ryan Williams will join me in hour number one as well as Seth Meyers. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Radio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
And the evidence continues to mount that President Trump actively tried to obstruct justice in the Russia investigation. But even as Trump's scandals pile up, he's still capable of doing immense damage, as we saw when Trump released his first full budget yesterday. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump has been on his 9-day trip to Europe and the Middle East, and on Wednesday, he stopped by the Vatican to completely bum out the Pope. Look at this picture. The Pope may be Catholic, but that face is saying, "Oi, gewollt, what a schmuck!" But even when Trump's out of the country, he can't seem to escape the ongoing Russia investigation. In fact, things have gotten so bad, Trump is now starting to lawyer up.
Breaking tonight, CNN confirms that President Trump is expected to hire a personal lawyer outside of his White House legal team to represent him in the Russia investigation.
That's right. Trump hired a personal lawyer. And based on how much cable TV he watches, I wouldn't be surprised if he went with Celino and Barnes.
What? They're not together anymore? Fine. Get me suits.
In particular, we keep getting more and more evidence that Trump actively tried to obstruct justice in the Russia investigation. Remember, first, it was reported that he asked FBI Director James Comey for a loyalty pledge as if he were Don Corleone, when in fact, he's dumb Corleone.
I'll make him an offer he can't accept.
Comey refused that and also refused to drop his investigation into Michael Flynn, so Trump fired him. And on Monday, we learned that Comey wasn't the only high-ranking official that Trump tried to influence.
Another bombshell report in the Washington Post. President Trump asked two of the nation's top intelligence officials in March to help him push back against an FBI investigation into possible coordination between his campaign and the Russian government. Trump made separate appeals to the Director of National Intelligence, Daniel Coats, and to Admiral Michael S. Rogers, the Director of the National Security Agency, urging them to publicly deny the existence of any evidence of collusion.
Now, we know about Trump's interactions with Comey because Comey wrote detailed memos about all of his conversations with the president. So how do we know about this latest interaction between Trump and the NSA director, Mike Rogers? Well, once again, according to the Washington Post, Trump's conversation with Rogers was documented in an internal memo. Trump is so crazy, every time he leaves the room, people go, "Damn, I gotta write this down." Of course, Trump doesn't write anything down. He can barely write his own name. Look at his signature. Looks like a failed polygraph test. Even Trump's own hand knows when he's lying.
Mexico will pay for the wall.
But here's the thing about all this. It is tempting to get excited that Trump is under investigation, that some lawmakers are openly talking about impeachment, and that his approval numbers are low. And all those things are important and true, but even if somehow there is eventually an impeachment and Trump is removed from office, that would take months, possibly even years. And while he's still here, he and Republicans in Congress can do significant damage. Just yesterday, for example, the Trump White House unveiled its budget proposal for next year with the title New Foundation for American Greatness. And as a general rule, you should trust a thing less the longer its name is. For example, if you were sick, would you rather take penicillin or a handful of Dr. Wickersham's Miracle Fizz pills? Well, figure it out, because the cruelty of this budget is gonna make you sick.
The U.S. is facing some of the steepest budget cuts in history if approved by Congress.
The White House is looking to cut $1.7 trillion out of the social safety net.
There are cuts made to the food stamp program, CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program.
Critics are calling this the reverse Robin Hood budget because it takes from the poor and gives to the rich.
This is only a taxpayer-first budget if you're in the top 1%. Income earners. If you're one of the wealthiest American families, you do great. In fact, under this proposal, you get a tax break. Everybody else gets whacked under this budget.
That's right. You're going to get whacked by dumb Corleone.
Tonight, you sleep with a fish. Actually, boss, it's sleep with the fishes. You know, we throw them in the river. We're not going to have him make sex with the fish? Okay. Seems like that's worse.
Now, it's true that a president's proposed budget is essentially just a wish list that will be changed by Congress. But still, what someone wishes for tells you a lot about that person. If a 7-year-old blows out his birthday candles and then looks around and says, "Where are the strippers and cocaine?" you're gonna know Billy might have some issues. And in this case, Trump is wishing for some truly savage cuts to Social Security and Medicaid in particular. The budget would cut Social Security disability insurance by $72 billion, along with $610 billion in Medicaid cuts, on top of an $880 billion Medicaid cut already in the Republican health care bill. In total, Trump's budget would cut Medicaid spending nearly in half. What's especially infuriating about this is that Trump went out of his way repeatedly during the campaign to distance himself from traditional GOP policies and promises voters that he would not, under any circumstances, cut Social Security or Medicaid.
I'm not going to cut Social Security like every other Republican, and I'm not going to cut Medicare or Medicaid.
I am going to protect and save your Social Security.
On May 7, 2015, he tweeted, "I was the first and only potential GOP candidate to say that there will be no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Huckabee copied me."
I love that Trump's biggest concern was that somebody copied him. Huckabee copied me, and also James has been passing very mean notes. This guy writes everything down. This budget lays bare just how much of a fraud Trump's campaign was. It goes back on virtually everything he promised to the people who voted for him. It also cuts safety net programs like food stamps, which would have devastating consequences, especially for people living in states that voted overwhelmingly for Trump.
How's this going to hit politically?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
18 and a half minutes past the hour. Welcome back to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. Of course, the great Seth Meyers, Monday through Thursday on CBS Late Night. Zach Attack Young, talk to me, man. God's team, are they rocking and rolling in the playoffs or what?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that game one victory, huh? And the way Kevin Durant played, it's going to be hard for the Cavs to defend that.
You know what's unfortunate is that the superstar that he is, the most dominant player in the game, we'll talk about LeBron James, he can't do it all by himself. He needs some help.
He has a lot of help.
I know he doesn't. That's why I'm saying he's done.
You know, he has a lot of help. I think that he's created this narrative that somehow he doesn't have other players on his team, but the Cavs have the most expensive roster in history, so there's really not much of an excuse.
Okay, then why is it then he's conned me into thinking that he's got no great surrounding cast members around him? I mean, let's be honest. When you think of great cast members, you think of, like, Curry. And, you know, I mean, the Warriors, when I call them God's team, Klay Thompson, this entire crew, when they put it together, and the coach isn't even there half the time, and they're still winning. I mean, it looks like God's team might sweep the Cavs.
And, you know, I'm trying to give them credit. I don't know if they'll sweep them because I think LeBron's good enough to win a game, but I don't think that this is going 7 games or probably not even 6 games. I do think that you're right. Because remember last year, the Warriors, they were up 3-1 before they suspended Draymond, and that kind of affected the series. And then
they choked. No. They choked. It was the biggest choke of 2016 outside of that Jordan Spieth and the Masters.
I mean, the way I look at that finals has left like kind of a bad taste in my mouth. I felt like the Warriors were dominating them, and then the NBA decided to get involved to extend the series.
Oh, man.
To get some more money out of it.
All right, let's speak about getting involved. How about that guy, ex-Penn State president Graham Spanier? He wouldn't get involved when Jerry Sandusky, you know, that homosexual pedophile that's in prison for the rest of his life, you know, when he was raping kids in the shower there at Penn State. But now he and two other former high-ranked officials have been sentenced to jail terms. They might get like 6 or 8 months apiece. I think it's great, and hopefully they don't get club fed.
You should have stepped up at the time, huh?
I mean, come on. They're going to be sentenced somewhere between 7 and 23 months, and the first 3 months in jail, the rest under house arrest, 200 hours of community service, and a $5,000 fine. Oh, hey, that'll teach you, won't it, that $5,000 fine? Come on, man. These guys allowed this guy to ruin people's lives, to sexually molest them on campus, and they get a $5,000 fine? Guess what? They're still getting their pension.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, They should have a higher punishment, you know, more severe punishment than that. Okay. Although it was still Sandusky that did the crimes. So.
Okay, switching gears, but somewhat on the same subject. The Rams are going to sponsor the gay pride parade in L.A. They're going to have their own float. Are there any gay Ram players that you know of?
Not that I know of. I mean, I'm sure there are, just the likelihood of it.
Hey, isn't that the greatest name for gay combat, Ram?
The Rams, yeah.
I mean, come on. That's just got to be it. Hey, how about my man Max Holloway? What happened to Scarface tonight?
Yeah, if they were the San Francisco Rams, that would really be over the top.
Oh, okay. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach and Tag Young Eye will be here, of course, until the about another hour and 20 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. Then we can join us on the text line because a lot of you are inebriated tonight. I know you're drunk. It's Saturday night. You don't want to know about reality. So you're drinking, you're stoned, all that kind of good stuff. You don't want to make a fool of yourself on the radio, so you can text me instead. The text number, 415-275-1613. Once again, the text number in the studio, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Taco Man Show. Zach Italia Young and myself, of course. On the other side of the glass, the man running the boards tonight, Scott Cuddy. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry, oh my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a midi-bitty waist and a rounding in your face, you get sprung. Wanted to look tough, because you noticed that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me that that butt you've got
me. Me, so horny.
I like them round and big. And when I'm throwing off gag, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up, I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout takes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you've got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. So ladies,
yeah!
Ladies,
yeah!
If you want roll my Mercedes,
yeah!
Shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
Zachary, is it time to call, bring Bryce Harper into the combat sports segment or what?
I think it just may be. I mean, if you want to talk combat sports, how about Max Holloway? There's nothing hollow tonight, huh?
No doubt about it. Taking Scarface out, of course, Scarface being Jose Aldo. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let's talk Major League Baseball scores and, of course, the NBA Finals. We know that's rocking and rolling. Of course, game number one in the books, and the Warriors were, they covered the spread. No doubt about that. Looking at the Angels, the winners tonight at home, 7-2 over the Twins. Yankees were 7-0 winners over in Toronto. Cleveland came up short, 12-5 in KC. Chicago, 5-3 winner over the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Oakland A's won today. The Oakland A's won today at home. In fact, I was driving through Oakland, and they were partying for some reason. It had to be it. The A's won 10-4 over the Washington Nationals. Of course, the Giants, 5-3 losers to the Phillies. Surprisingly, the Dodgers seem to be rocking and rolling. I mean, they seem to be, how can I put this? The Giants aren't.
Is that really a surprise?
Pardon me?
I said, is that really a surprise?
No, it's not, but the Giants are a surprise to an extent, the fact they've fallen so far and so fast.
You know, I am actually surprised that the Dodgers have taken first place this fast, because the Rockies are one of the best teams, and the Dodgers played the Brewers today. And, you know, I was following the game, and it was 8-5 in the eighth inning. The Brewers were ahead, and I was like, ah, well, the Dodgers are going to lose this one. Then I managed to see the end of the game, and the Dodgers had won 10-8. They got a ninth inning grand slam. So, I mean, they've been able to string together some good wins.
There's a headline out right now at CBS Sports that says, don't forget, once upon a time, we'd never seen anything like Albert Pujols. Is that right? And it says he's very much in decline now, but his first 10 seasons were almost unfathomably outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who gets into that club, and as far as I know, he wasn't on any Flintstone vitamins on top of that. So anybody who gets into the 600 home run club, that's impressive.
I think he's only like the ninth guy to do that, right?
Yeah, there's not a lot of them. I know. Yeah, I think you're right. He is the ninth guy. So that's, you know, you're up. You have like Barry Bonds.
Alex Barry Rodriguez. Bonds with an asterisk.
Well, a bit of one, but I kind of think even with even if he didn't use the steroids, which he didn't use till later in his career, he still would have made it into that club.
Oh hell, no, he wouldn't have made it into that club. You must be getting high tonight.
He was over the. He's over that number of 600 by 114 home
when
runs.
When he had that, wait, time out. When he had that sunken chest in Pittsburgh, before he came to Victor Conti and gained the 40 pounds in the offseason, okay? How he gained the 40 pounds, well, we know how he did it. Balco and the Balco vitamins, okay? But before he gained the 40 pounds, he had a sunken chest. His chest was so sunk, his body was so deplorable that you could smuggle cocaine in his chest and TSA wouldn't notice it.
Well, I mean, I think that he is still one of the best players. It's always tough to to really gauge somebody who is used, but at the end of the day,
we're not only talking about a guy that used. I mean, he bragged about it. I told you what Conte told me. Conte said that when Barry was on the clear of the cream and the HGH all at the same time, that Conte told me that when the baseball was coming at him, that Barry could see the seams on the baseball at 95 miles an hour. That's pretty incredible.
It is. But, I mean, I'm not going to throw out all 20 of his seasons, 21 of his seasons.
No, but if you throw out the last six or seven, he's done. You don't put him in the Hall of Fame.
I think he still would make it to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. His father hit the bottle harder than he hit the ball. Talk about Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonds, I mean, Barry Bonds' father. And I think he must be hitting the bottle tonight, talking that way about our buddy Barry. I think Barry was like the worst thing to happen. I mean, baseball ate it up at the time because he and McGuire were knocking all these home runs out of the ball, and Sosa was hitting the ball as well. But they knew there would be a price to pay later, and the price to pay was they were all on performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, I don't know. Do we know exactly when Barry started using? Because he had won like three MVPs by the time he was 28.
Bottom line is he was hitting more home runs at 38 than he was at 26, so something's wrong.
The one that sticks out is 2001. He hit 73 home runs, which he never – the closest he came before that was like 49, which isn't really all that close. So that's the one that sticks out. Like, man, yeah, that one is probably a little inflated.
My buddy Tiger Woods, man. Tiger Woods got pops. I mean, when you've got money, why can't you get somebody to drive you around? I don't get that. I mean, if I get high and I've got money, I'll have somebody drive me around. I'll sit in the backseat and chill like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you make a point there.
I mean, time and time again, these athletes, these famous people get caught drunk driving or driving under the influence or sleeping at the wheel and this kind of stuff. Listen,
I made so many mistakes.
I've committed some things as far as I'm concerned in my life, so I'm no angel. What I'm trying to tell you is that if you've got money, you can hire Uber or anybody else now, but if you've got money, man, you can hire your own driver. You tell the guy, look, just wait out there in the parking lot until I come out. Zach, you got that kind of Tiger Woods money. You can do that.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. It looked like he had a really rough weekend that weekend.
Yeah, I guess it was. Open phone lines around the planet.
This is
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course. We'll be here until about 3 a.m. Eastern time, so we'll have a good time here. Of course, you can join us on the text line. Texts are happening. You know why? Because you're probably inebriated, don't want to make a fool of yourself on the radio, stumbling and stuttering around. So you can shoot me a text, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So as far as the Rams are concerned, we talked about, of course, the Dodgers hot and heavy doing as far as the National League West are concerned. Are the Rams, are they preparing for the 2017 season? Are they doing anything different? Are you hearing anything in the L.A. grapevine?
They do have a different coach this year, Sean McVay, so that's a whole different look. He was the Redskins offensive coordinator. And, I mean, Jared Goff is actually going to start this year rather than being thrown in and not really prepared at the end of last year. So I think they are making some adjustments. They also hired Wade Phillips as their defensive coach. So that's a good look. Wade Phillips, of course, his defense led the Broncos to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, their Super Bowl win. So I don't know. I think the Rams are going to be a lot better this year. I don't know. They'll probably be around 500, but they'll definitely be improved from last year.
What about an offensive line? Do they have anybody to protect that young buck?
They did. Their offensive line has improved. I mean, they had one of the worst in the league last year, so that's not saying much, but it has gotten better from last year.
Interesting. So are you going to say right now, you're going to go on the record, I'll put you on the spot right now, so the Cavs are going to win one game?
Yeah, I think they'll win one game. It might be the Cavs and the referees, but a game will go into the Cavs win column at some
no
point.
No way, baby. Get out the broom. It's sweep time. 1975 all over again.
Right.
Washington Bullets getting swept by the Golden State Warriors. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, next up, we'll be talking combat sports. No, we're not going to bring Bryce Harper into the combat sports segment, but The UFC was rocking and rolling tonight. Of course, boxing on Showtime. Of course, the big fight, September the 16th. Gennady Golovkin, Canelo Alvarez. The fight of the year, the fight of the century, the fight of the decade. Definitely the fight we want to see. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. The text line is happening. Text me. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. On the other side of the break, Zach Attack Young and I talk combat sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump, the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock, you don't stop, rock the rhythm that will make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. I'm the CHSNBOB, and the rest is FLY.
You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6 foot one, and it turns up on, and I dress to a teen. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. Everybody go hotel, motel. What you gonna do today?
Say what?
Because I'm a get a line rule, and I get some spank and drive off, and the death note. Everybody go hotel, motel, holiday in. Say, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I am.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
October 23rd, circle that date on your calendar as the Taco Man leaves for Cuba. That's right, the 30th annual WBO convention, the World Boxing Organization annual get-together, will take place on a cruise ship this year. We leave Miami, Florida, the 23rd. We come back the following Friday. Of course, we'll go to Cuba, spend a couple of days in Cuba, go to the Bahamas as well. But the bottom line is we're rocking and rolling. Come join us on the 30th annual WBO convention cruise. Check out the info at WBOboxing.com. Speaking of boxing, Zach Attack, talk to me. Superman looks super tonight?
Well, I suppose, depending on how much stock you put into him beating Fanfara. Fanfara, he suffered a recent, like, first-round knockout to Joe Smith Jr. And Joe Smith Jr. is not, like, a bad fighter, but he's a bit of a journeyman. I know he beat Bernard Hopkins, but I don't think he's known as, like, a top contender in the division.
No, and I agree. He probably shouldn't have got this fight. Of course, Fonfara and Stevenson had went before, but Fonfara was trained by Virgil Hunter, and they were talking about, you know, the change of trainers and how things were going to be different this time around. But the bottom line is, you know,
it
doesn't matter who the cook is. If the meal isn't good, it isn't any good. I mean, and the bottom line is, at the end of the night, Fonfara is not that great of a fighter.
No, he's not. And, I mean, he went life and death with Stevenson in the first fight. He even knocked Stevenson down. But it didn't seem like Stevenson was really willing to give him a rematch until he suffered that loss. So it's one of those things where it's like, it feels like a bit of a cherry pick from Stevenson.
Von Ferris claim to fame is beating Chavez, right?
Yeah, Chavez Jr., that's probably his best win. I mean, he had a good fight with Nathan Cleverly, who's not really a great fighter.
he's an honest fighter. You know what he said after the first round with Sergey Kovalev when he came back and sat down on the stool?
What's that?
He hits hard.
Well, I mean, that's a bit of an understatement, but yeah, I suppose that is the truth.
Okay, before we go to that fight, of course, talk about June 17th in Paradise, Nevada. Talk about Ward and Kovalev, the rematch. Adonis Stevenson now 29-1, 24 KOs. Andres and Farrah fall to 29-5, 17 wax. How can I put this? You know, you sort of dog Joe Smith a little bit there, but Joe Smith he's got a decent record, and he's got a good guy. He's got a decent record, and he did beat a couple of decent guys along the line. He probably should have got that shot tonight, not Fonfara.
Right, but for whatever reason, Stevenson didn't want to fight him. I mean, maybe Joe Smith was more of a threat than Fonfara. I'd say so. If he knocked out Fonfara in a round.
Pretty scary when a guy as nondescript as a guy named Joe Smith Jr. goes out and destroys Bernard Hopkins. And then, of course, I think he's a pretty good fighter. Anyway.
Yeah, he is. He's okay. A pretty good fighter, but the book isn't really written on him. So it's not like Fonfara getting beat by Joe Smith. It's not really like, oh, well, he lost to the great Joe Smith. It's like, yeah, he lost to some guy named Joe Smith.
All right. Let's talk about the WBO title fight going down June the 17th in Las Vegas, a rematch. We'll talk about the once beaten with an asterisk, Sergey Kovalev, seeking revenge against Andre Ward. Let me tell you this. Andre Ward is a dedicated athlete. I've never seen a guy put put one and one together and make it seven before. He's a guy that can take a little and make a lot out of it. I think he's a great fighter. I think he's got great skills, but I don't think he won that first fight. I think he's going to try to do a lot to erase the stigma, the stench of maybe having that hometown American decision the first time around. But then again, Kovalev's coming. He's coming to behead people. He's coming to take Andre Ward's head off, something he didn't do the first time because I think he was sort of content with boxing Ward because I thought he beat Ward pretty easily.
I think most, you know, like 73% of the boxing media thought that Kovalev won that fight, and a couple thought it was a draw. So I don't know. I thought Kovalev won that fight. I thought Ward had a great showing for himself coming back and winning a lot of the late rounds, but I didn't think he did enough to win.
No, and, no, Zach, he didn't have 20 rounds. He would have needed probably 17 rounds to even, maybe 15, 17 rounds to even things out had he continued to win them.
Yeah, I think I was pretty generous to Ward. I think I had it 115, 112 Kovalev, but that's still a pretty clear win, you know? So I don't know. At the end of the day, I do think that Ward is going to adjust and find a way to outbox Kovalev in the rematch.
Switching gears to the world of UFC, they went, of course, down home to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in the main event. Jose Aldo, Scarface, defended the world featherweight championship, 145 pounds. Of course, he's only lost once at featherweight before, and that was to Conor McGregor. And, of course, Conor's now the lightweight champion. But before that, he had lost at lightweight, 155 pounds at Aldo. But tonight, he got smoked. TKO in three rounds, Max Holloway. Give Max some props. He's 18-3. People thought that Max Holloway was the interim champ, and he said, don't let that interim confuse you. I'm going to take him out, and he did.
You know what? I saw this one coming. Max Holloway's improved a lot, and I just thought that he was going to – I honestly thought if I could have picked a result, I would have picked a TKO 3 for Holloway because – he's improved a lot, and Jose Aldo's stamina has never been that great, but it's definitely not gotten better as he's aged, as you would expect. And he puts his punches together. He's a good striker, good chin, and I mean, that's what prevailed tonight because Jose Aldo looked great in the first round. I think he probably won the first round.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, I was thinking about it the other day. In fact, I'll add it up right now. If you spend $70 a month, 10 months of $700, that's $840 a year to watch the UFC. How come you have to spend $840 to watch UFC? You don't spend $840 to watch the NFL. You don't spend $840 to watch the NHL. You don't spend it to watch any other sport. You don't spend $800 to watch boxing.
I agree. You don't have to. I don't know. I got to say, I was talking about it before this card, the UFC just has not been interesting me lately. Like, they're just not putting on these great cards they used to put on. Even this card, it's like, yeah, there was the Aldo-Holloway fight, but the rest of the card was just kind of okay.
It was kind of pedestrian. I mean, Claudia Gadea defeating Carolina Kaye with a submission, a rear naked choke in the first round.
That's the co-main event.
Yeah, it was a co-main event. But the fact that they had it as the supporter for that co-main event was Vitor Belfort. He's got to be like 95 years old, and Nate Marquardt's got to be like 97. Put those two guys together, and of course, Vitor and his Flintstone Vitamins passed. But I mean, why is Vitor Belfort still fighting?
He didn't win that fight either. He got the decision, but I don't think he won that fight. I think maybe this is the time for him to go out because he technically got a win, but I don't think most people thought he won that fight.
Well, you know the best fighter in the world of mixed martial arts is pound for pound right now, don't you?
Who would you say?
Tyson Pedro.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean,
undefeated, undefeated 6-0, what, 6 knockouts? I mean, he's the guy.
I don't even think that he had to fight at all. I think as soon as he was born, we could have already crowned him the best fighter.
I'm looking at the rest of this card.
Name alone.
Yeah, Zach Attack, I'm looking at the rest of this UFC 212 card. There's not a fight there that's even slightly compelling. In fact, I wouldn't even, if I had a chance to go drink beers at the bar or watch these fights, I'd probably go drink beers at the bar.
I gotta say, everybody's been saying boxing's dead for years. This year, boxing is kicking the UFC's ass in terms of compelling fights.
Okay, speaking of compelling, Adrian Broner is going to take on Mikey Garcia. Can Adrian Broner make 140 pounds? Come on.
I think he can make 140. I mean, if it was 135, then no. I think he can make 140. And I've seen a lot of people saying that Mikey Garcia is going to destroy him. I think he's going to win the fight. I don't think he's knocking Broner out. And there's a good chance that if Broner catches him, he can put Mikey Garcia away.
You know, I'm not too thrilled with Mr. Broner ever since I interviewed him on the show and he was getting a haircut at the same time. I heard the buzzer. What's that noise? What's that buzzer? Oh, man, I'm getting a haircut. Anyway,
he has a lot of natural talent. He doesn't have the dedication. He doesn't put it together in the ring. But in terms of natural talent, he's very good.
Speaking of natural talent, then you've got to say the same about Mikey Garcia, the ability to put combinations together. He's a great looker.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. The one thing with Mikey Garcia that's still a question mark is the chin, because you know, Roman Martinez dropped him, and that's not a hard hitter.
True, I mean, true, but he's like 30.
Broner's a hard hitter.
Oh man, he's 30 something. No, I mean, when you start talking about a guy's chin, it probably would have been tested by now.
I know, but Broner's the hardest hitter he's fought by far.
Broner's going to come in weight drained at 140. You know he's not going to take care of business, man. He's just not going to do it. This is no way, no how.
I said at the beginning, I think Garcia's going to win, but if Broner can even land one solid punch, it'll be interesting.
September the 16th, Gennady Golovkin, undefeated 37-0, 38-0, whatever it is. Of course, 35 knockouts. Taking on the once-beaten Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez, man. I think Canelo's going to win this fight. Everybody's looking at me like, man, you must be high. You must be really smoking that stuff. But I think that he's deceivingly fast. I think he's faster than people give him credit for. I think he'll work the body as well. And I think that both these guys clashing back and forth, I don't think that he's going to be at a disadvantage as far as size and weight and power is concerned with Gennady Golovkin. How do you see it, Zach?
Well, I get where you're coming from, and people are going off the Jacobs fight and the Kell Brook fight and all that, but Jacobs and Kell Brook are both taller and probably overall bigger fighters than Canelo Alvarez. I mean, Kell Brook cuts a lot of weight, but he's a much taller fighter than Canelo. Jacobs is a lot taller. He's probably 4 or 5 inches taller than Canelo and a lot longer reach. And he used his legs a lot against Golovkin. Canelo kind of has cement feet, man. I don't think he can move his feet like Jacobs did. So I don't know. I really don't think Canelo's going to win that fight. I think he's going to get worn down. He'll look good in the first half, and then he'll get worn down. And I think he's probably going to get stopped in the later rounds.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that, but Kell Brook got dogged for taking that knee in the 11th round against
Earl Spence
with a broken face bone. I mean, how could
that's
he have
That's ridiculous.
Was that crazy or what?
I'm saying that made me kind of sick when people were saying he's a quitter. He took a beating, man, and that's the second fight in a row he got his this time it was a different orbital broken, which I will say that shows you that there's definitely a flaw in Kell Brook's style. If he's getting his orbitals broken in back-to-back fights, I mean, he's getting caught with this. Okay, the first fight, he's very vulnerable to the jab. When Gennady Golovkin broke his orbital, it was an orthodox fighter, right? So his right orbital broke. This time, it was his left orbital from a southpaw. So what does that tell you? He's getting caught with the jab right there.
Either that, or he's dying making the weight, and the weight isn't right for him. I mean, come on, the guy's got a 175-pound body.
But probably Kell Brook has great heart. Nobody should call him a quitter.
Oh, he's not a Kell Brook. You're pretty cool in our book. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is your combat sports update brought to you by the WBO's 30th Annual Congress. That's right. We're traveling, folks. We're leaving Miami, Florida on October 23rd and heading to Cuba and the Bahamas. Check us out. The WBO cruise for the 30th Annual Convention, WBOboxing.com. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, Withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hour number two upcoming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's all about lefty, folks. I'm talking about Stephen Norman Carlton. Steve Carlton, of course, the great pitcher from the St. Louis Cardinals, the Philadelphia Phillies. The bottom line is, man, he was rocking and rolling. The second winningest left-handed pitcher of all time. Fourth overall. Man, an incredible pitcher, no doubt about it. We'll talk about him in depth in hour number two, a little more combat sports as well. Zach Attack Young sticks around. Hour number two, you can join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the text line, which I just got a hot text telling me that things aren't all that happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach, I got to ask you a question here real quick. Luke Walton, what's he doing as far as the Lakers are concerned? Is he making any moves in the offseason yet?
So far, no moves, but I think you can expect a lot to be made.
I mean, he's got to. He's got to make some moves. And the Buses are giving him a blank check. I'm told that the Jerry Buss's daughter said, write the checks, sign whoever you want.
Yeah, I think that they, you know, Paul George is the option. There's a lot of players from L.A. that want to come back.
Straight up, hour number two of Johnny Talk and his All-Stars, and the All-Star is Zach Attack Young, coming up right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
At least 9 people killed tonight in London in what British police are officially calling Islamic terrorism. A van plowed into a crowd of people on London Bridge, 3 exiting the vehicle and stabbing innocent bystanders, and then gunfire.
About 5-10 minutes later, I heard quite a lot of gunfire, what sounded like gunfire, of maybe 10-20 shots.
Reporter Matt Bradley.
This is London on a Saturday night. There are lots of people around who are very drunk. And that's another real complication for the police here. This is a Saturday night.